George Capanelli here. Welcome to another terrific edition of Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people, passion, and purpose meet.
And I'm Alan Huttner. We're your saging hosts at the place where boomers, elders, and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in a lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews and world-class experts, authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features interspersed with some great music.
Our topic today is Let Passion Lead. We're going to look at how following our passion can lead us to lives of greater meaning and purpose, joy, and success.
All right. And we have our wonderful music interludes, as usual. We have Phil Collins doing In the Air Tonight, Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, Barbra Streisand, On a Clear Day, and the Shanti Orchestra. A little surprise for you,
yeah,
there,
right?
You'll
yeah.
love it. Our special features today include Sedina, who will bring us another enlivened aging strategy. George and I will bring you You've Got to Be Kidding, our new segment, and my alter ego, Rudy, will close with a Rudy rap.
Also today, Alan and I will give you the next part, share a next part of a wonderful conversation we had with Alan Weber, co-author of Life Reimagined, co-founder of Fast Company, who will give us some unique views on what government can do to better serve our older citizens. So welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century. It's not a matter of thinking a great deal, but of loving a great deal. So do whatever arouses you most to love. This from St. Teresa of Avila. Yes, do whatever arouses you most to love in this life. This, we know, is the key to an extraordinary future. In previous segments, we've talked about the difference between desires, our wants and hungers, and our dreams, and how the former can lead to the dissipation of our energies and a relatively empty cup, while the latter leads to living the lives we were born to live. In this segment, we're going to explore one of the most important qualities we have at our disposal to help us get in touch with and live our dreams. This quality is our passion.
Yes, your passion will, if you allow it, to lead you to manifest your dreams. Your passion is the grand differentiator, the great discerner, and the extraordinary enabler on your journey into the future. When we talk about passion, we're not, however, talking about lust or greed, two experiences that are often mistaken for passion. Passion is not an overactive restlessness or hunger that leads us to get entangled in desires, and that marks so much of our life in these challenging times.
These cheap and flimsy imitations that Alan's referring to in terms of lust and greed do not lead us to the fulfillment of our dreams. They are the stepchildren of desire and hunger and lead ultimately to disappointment. Lust and greed, most especially, like the desires they prompt, are the sirens that draw us toward the rocks of mediocrity with their garish and seductive song. Both emotions have enormous amounts of energy associated with them, and so they're easily mistaken for the real thing. For example, although the word greed is not generally used in association with spiritual or religious quests, in our experience, there are a number of instances where individuals who claim they want enlightenment or religious elevation pursue these quests with the same kind of desperation that motivates the yearning for money, career achievement, sexual satisfaction, or social status.
Not that sexuality and pleasure are wrong.
No, not at all.
I know you don't mean that. They have their grand place, but the lust and greed that I think you're talking about, George, does not allow us to pursue our dreams from that place of quiet surety within our hearts, nor from a place of surrender and mindfulness, or the pleasure of peace. Instead, they come from a place of willfulness, of pushing against what is, from a place that is marked by a kind of desperation and aggression that leads to the abuse of others, and that some of our most cherished values are interfered with as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, passion by comparison has none of these earmarks, like the difference between knowing and believing. Passion is the genuine article. It's authentic and original. It issues from the deepest place of sacredness within us. It can be quiet or it can be bold. It can be subtle or strong. It may not at first feel like something major or even make itself known to us in obvious ways.
Kind of like a spring, you know, that trickles at its source. Our passion gathers strength and momentum as it grows. And if we allow ourselves to follow it, it can lead us to an infinite ocean of meaning and purpose. Yes, passion sometimes begins as a whisper, while at other times it's as sudden and powerful and undeniable. It's like a force that breaks through the fabric of everyday reality and announces its presence. But no matter how much it manifests in your life, your willingness to follow it will grant you a second half of life far more meaningful than the first.
Even if the second half of your life is devoted to the same career or avocation that made the first half, even if you were blessed enough to find your career path early in life, and it is the path you'll continue to work for the rest of your life or walk, the difference may be letting your passion lead you and running you after your desire to succeed is immense. Here's where the journey of self-discovery comes into play for me. As hard as it may at first seem, our recommendation to find a way to bring your capital S self passion into what you are doing lets that core self lead you to your next being and doing. For example, let us say you're currently a painter or a doctor. You've been practicing for your craft for years. Let us say you've worked incredibly hard to achieve a degree of excellence in your practice, but the same time, you're aware that as laudable as your achievements are, you still feel the sense of incompleteness or that nagging sense of doubt about whether you're on the right path. You may still feel that you're running after something as if your life was a race and your objective was still somewhere out there in the distance.
So what do you do if you know that your passion does not reside in what you're currently doing in your life? As hard as it may seem at first, our recommendation is either to find a way to bring passion into what you're doing or let your passion lead you to the next doing. So this may not be a good time feel like you've got to take that leap, but if you take stock of your situation and look for ways to invest your passion in what you're doing, you will be rewarded so many times. Let your passion take flight. Let it guide you to a new and deeper experience. And above all, remember the poet Rumi's sage advice, let what you do be what you love.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution, Age Nation Radio.
George Capanelli and Alan Huttner here for an extended conversation with Alan Weber. editor of Fast Company, writer, author, business executive, entrepreneur, and innovator. And we're having a really good conversation on aging in America and aging in New Mexico. And Alan is also a candidate for governor, obviously.
Yeah, which is really important. I think George pointed out how your perspectives, your consciousness, your awareness is broader in scope, and you know, how as people in the political arena get labeled in some way, projected on, and that doesn't necessarily serve the common good, because underneath this all, there's a common things that we all want. You said something about children of the 60s that you know, I may even be older than that, if you know what I mean.
But child of the 50s.
In some way. I mean, I was born in 41. But
right.
I think that time, and maybe you can relate to this, that time had a substantial influence on my career. I was in a billion-dollar-a-year pharmaceutical company, you know, being, quote, an executive. But this morning I was reading something that inspired me way back then, during my quiet time, my meditative time, from a book called This Season's People by Stephen Gaskins, who was a professor, teacher-turned-hippie, and set up an intentional community as a leader in the 60s with his wife and other people that's still thriving and going strong now. That was started in 1971. There's, you know, there's 2,200 acres. It's a small city within itself. And if I may, this sets a context for continuing to eliminate the divisiveness between younger and older and right and left and blue and red and all of that. And, you know, he says each one of us has an electrical body field that surrounds us and a mind field that goes on to infinity. Whenever you have two electrical fields together, there's another field that exists that is the vector resultant of those fields. And no matter how many fields you have together, there's always present a vector resultant group vibration that everyone partakes of. That vibration is more than the sum of its part. The totality of all our vibrations go together to make that one pure vibration. Call it what you will. Maybe some people would call it God. Some people would call it divinity. The physicists of today are calling it the quantum field that all that of all that is, and we all affect that. So, you know, what do you say to finding this new community? You were talking about what went on in Portland in the last conversation. Here we are in New Mexico. You're running for governor. I mean, how do we unite people, including the young and the old, and not make it just about corporations and making money and profits, which I think the current administration has emphasized as maybe a mouthpiece for large multinational corporations and gas and oil and all of those things that have superseded the individual?
Yeah, great observation. And I think what we've all experienced in our lives is some kind of a moment when there's almost a tune in the air and we hear it collectively. There's a musical note that we're all hearing, and it's very positive, and it gives us a sense of possibility. And when that note gets sounded, people organize and collect to it, are drawn to it. And I think that's part of the magic of a political campaign, that it's not really a political campaign. It's a gathering of like-minded individuals. It's people sensing a new possibility. In New Mexico, I think folks are very tired of being sad, about feeling that we can't do what we want to do, about almost being defeated before we try. And that sensibility, it actually saps energy. It takes away your personal and collective spirit. And so what I've been concentrating on in the campaign as I've traveled around the state is offering people a fair criticism about what's wrong with the current administration, but then talking more optimistically about everything that's out in New Mexico that gives us a sense of hope and optimism. And I've said on the campaign trail, and I believe it, I think it's absolutely the fact, is that New Mexico's future is hiding in plain sight. We have amazing talent in this state, of all ages, young and old. We have incredible resources. We have an amazing history, great culture, fabulous quality of life. We just need to summon all of that into a collective purpose where people can say, that's the direction we want to move in. That taps into the best spirit that we all share. And if we work together, we can make it happen, rather than being divided and feeling as though we're really defeated before we even try. And so I really am energized by the spirit that's waiting in New Mexico to be quickened. And it's exactly what you were talking about in that reading, that there is almost a collective energy that when we get it aligned makes things possible and brings out the best in each of us.
You know, I'm just going to go to George did a great job of giving some statistics, and he may want to present some of those now and maybe in our next segment. But right at the top of the list, and what attracted me to New Mexico, and you know how I got into media and radio, is about its health and wellness hub here. That there's a lot of alternatives. There's acupuncture schools. There's massage schools. There's a lot of people who have collected of different cultures and of different backgrounds to work in the healing field, and George says, why can't we become a national hub for the practice of longevity medicine? I love that line. What do you think about that?
I think that is another example where New Mexico's future is hiding in plain sight. You know, if we just believed in ourselves and looked at our strengths and said, what do we already have that we're good at that really is the future? We're ahead of the curve. People will come to this if we make it one of our calling cards and have confidence to talk about it. You're absolutely right. We have a collection of talent, of schools, of existing resources, and what we need is to turn that into an identified center of excellence that will bring people to it and attract people, whether they come for treatment or they move here permanently, because this is a great place to grow older and stay healthier. It's a brilliant idea, and we should champion it.
Well, you know, building on that, Alan, we've also got the fact that not only here in New Mexico, but around the country and around the world, everybody's talking about jobs and job creation and all the rest of it. And the truth of the matter is, if we utilize the aging population in New Mexico as an asset instead of a liability that we're trying to deny on some level,
right,
then not only does it become a national hub for the practice of longevity medicine and all the rest of it, but it also attracts world-class medical and scientific professionals. It is a place where technology can come, especially technologies in the areas of aging in place and all the rest of it. And we have the labs, and we have all of the creative energy that you're talking about that can be utilized and directed. Life care is, as you know from your work, is one of the fastest growing occupations in the world.
Sure.
And so those are all ways in which your comment about things hiding in plain sight, they are in plain sight. And what's staggering is you are the only candidate who speaks to any of that. What my hope is that through shows like this and other shows, older New Mexicans who are right in the sweet spot of all of this need to know how much you are committed and how much you believe in the value of all of this.
Well, and you guys do this constantly. This is the theme you both talk about as your own sweet spot, and that is to ask a different question than we're typically called on to ask. And the question that is emerging in New Mexico and increasingly around the country is, what does it mean to live your best life? And the answer is, it's a confluence of things. It has to do with good health defined in mental health, in spiritual health, in physical health. It's derived from eating good food, which we can produce right here in New Mexico, organic food that is grown and produced right here at home and gets from our farms to our tables and creates jobs there. So it's a strategy. It's not a single idea. It's a multiple set of strategies for a good life.
All right, this is George Cappanelli and Alan Huttner. We're here with Alan Weber, extended conversation, and we'll be right back.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio. You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.
All right. We have returned. Alan Hutter here along with my buddy George Capanelli. And I'm loving this guy more and more, this Alan Weber. I mean, if we had more candidates like this running across the country, I think we see a big shift.
Yeah. In some ways, it's like there's a new generation of political beings that are coming onto the ground. On the one side, they're particularly negative, and on the other side, they're demonstrations of hope. You know, the word common good is what permeates and needs to permeate so much of the work that needs to be done, you know. And those who can't speak for the common good, we ought to show them the door. Mm-hmm. And those that do, we ought to invite them into the house.
This is the you know, essential polarization of our time politically, you know, those that do not want to share and those that do, you know. I mean, this is tangential to this conversation, but and I don't think we asked Alan about it, but, you know, now there's this Robin Hood tax being promoted for a trading on Wall Street, especially those mega trades that, you know, fraction of a cent, half a percent would fund a lot of these things for the common good.
It's true. And, you know, the other thing is that I don't know about you, but I am so tired of mental, emotional, and spiritual pygmies running America, you know? I mean, it is time that we get people who are intelligent and decent and committed. One of the things that Alan was talking about is this musical note of possibility that those of us who listen can hear, and that it is time to end sadness here in New Mexico, this diminishment of possibility. Mm-hmm. It is time to speak to a different vision.
You know, and when we were just last night George and Sedina and Elizabeth and I were together talking about something. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet, but this idea that there's a lot of wisdom out there in people who are older, who, you know, I like the word sages, you know, or saging as Zalman coined in the book, that if we can corral them in some way and put them to work for people in the same aging bracket, second half of life, as you and Sedina have written about, you know, do not go quietly. There's resources there and there's attention needed so that the costs associated with health care and things like that can be mitigated by other resources.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about is a literal army of educated, skilled human beings with vast amounts of experience who, instead of being marginalized, invited to reinvest in our society, mm-hmm. can produce so much well-being for society, and it is clearly time, you know? Uh-huh. So it's a great conversation. I wish we had 322 hours to talk about it. Time for You Gotta Be Kidding, that time when Alan and I take a look at items in the news that show how completely wacky our world is, and sometimes they give us hope. So we got some of both. We start with an article from New York Magazine by Frank Rich. He says the White House released an exhaustive and ominous report on climate change this week that attributed a host of destructive weather patterns to rising temperatures and stated climate change, once considered an issue for a distant future, has moved firmly into the present. Meanwhile, House Science Committee Chair Lamar Smith dubbed the report a political document intended to frighten Americans. Can't possibly talk about what party he's from. A founding father of modern environmental activism was a Republican, Teddy Roosevelt. But his legacy is no more honored today in the GOP than Lincoln's. You know, we've got to be kidding, and we've got to get these fools out of the way so that we can make a difference in America.
Okay. And the of course, election's coming up. You know, you better vote for the environment, whoever you vote for. This from Care Too, when most of us name daring and adventurous figures from the past, we think of men. However, there are also vast swaths of female history that have been sadly left out of these textbooks of the daring women of the American Civil War. When women are described as being part of the Civil War, they often flock to us in the guise of nurses and innkeepers tending to the ill and injured. However, there were 750 women who bound their chests, picked up muskets, and fought in long, hard battles alongside their male counterparts. That's amazing. Yeah. A private named Albert D.J. Cashier enlisted in the Federal Army and bravely fought in more than 40 battles. It was 45 years later that a surgeon discovered Albert was a woman.
Yeah.
He was ahead of his time,
way ahead of her time, yeah.
All right, and then the pirate Grace O'Malley comes to mind. Born, raised, and married, bearing three children, Grace O'Malley's life could have been an incredibly average one. However, after her first husband died, her life shifted. With his prestige and wealth, she not only overtook castles, but withstood sieges from the British. In the early 1560s, she turned her eyes to the sea and enlisted privateers from all over the islands to sail around, pillage, and stealing English goods. England, however, had had enough of her and took her family hostage in an attempt to stop her. So Grace sailed to England, walked right into the royal palace, and spoke directly with Queen Elizabeth, with whom she developed a friendship.
Yeah.
There's a movie. There's a script.
Explorer Mary Kingsley. Mary was an odd bird. She had more courage in one bone of her body than most armies did amongst their ranks. She arrived in Sierra Leone in 1893 in full Victorian English fashion, petticoats, sun hats, and refused to change into more practical clothes. Meanwhile, she fended off crocodiles during solo adventures downriver, pushed into territories that most other male explorers were afraid to wander into, and did so with a disarmingly practical sense of personal accountability. Dahomey's warrior women. Speaking of West Africa, the warrior women involved a fascinating history that spans nearly 200 years. It was during this time that the elite squad of female warriors fought and died for the border rights and the intertribal issues in the ancient kingdom of Dahomey. Lastly, Shagrat Eldur. Many of us have no problem remembering who Louis the Ninth is, but do we really know about the woman who crushed his crusade attempt in Egypt? Shagrat Eldur was known as the woman behind the throne. When her husband grew ill and died, she hid his death and continued advising his troops and was victorious. Huh?
You know, I just want to throw a plug in here. Speaking about women, for one of our own Santa Feans, Craig S. Barnes is an activist and the We Are People Here founder. He wrote a book, In Search of the Sacred Feminine, and it really goes back 3,500 years to when women and the goddess was as much equal to the men.
Yeah. In closing out this, you got to be kidding. I understand that the FCC did it. They passed a ruling that will ultimately destroy net neutrality. The only good thing they did was provide a period for public comment. So I got to tell you, write, talk, call, whack away at Fred Wheeler and tell him to stop this nonsense. And don't let our president off the hook. Call the White House and tell them to get a pair of cojones and defend America. It's time.
All right, and you are going to get some resources for us next week.
Yep.
So we can help
Yep.
you. We'll tell you what to do.
Yep.
I mean, it's fair where to call and who to call and whatever.
Age Nation Radio. Love. Laugh. Enjoy life.
Age Nation Radio.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who changed the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sadina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
George and Alan back, and here's another great Enlivened Aging segment from Sedina.
Hi, I'm Sedina with Enlivened Aging Strategies. These are simple yet powerful tools to support you in creating greater clarity, balance, inner peace, and rejuvenation for your body, mind, and spirit. And today's Enlivened Aging Strategy is listen to your rhythm. Although we tend to think of energy as a fast-moving train that lifts our moods, the reality is that our bodies follow ultradian rhythms. These are biological cycles that keep repeating throughout the day, and not always in a high-energy fashion. These rhythms occur naturally about every 90 minutes when our brain switches from its dominant or left side to its more restful right brain side. Research suggests that instead of fighting the slower pace rhythm that lasts about 20 minutes, that this is a good time to take advantage of a resting period that can help to relieve stress, improve our performance, prevent accidents, and even boost creativity. So it's possible and practical, maybe, not even to slow down with each cycle. However, when you find yourself in a bit of a lull or a low-energy period, rather than boosting yourself with caffeine or other stimulants to help push through the cycle, try going with it. Try using this as a downtime, just observing and relaxing into this gentler cycle. See if you can experience the slower energy as something positive rather than pressuring yourself to get past it. Sometimes after a wonderful massage or even while on vacation, when I'm feeling slow energy, I think I must be very tired when actually I'm experiencing profound relaxation. Sometimes the experience of just deeply letting go can feel like exhaustion, but when I let myself just go with the physical feeling and allow my mind to relax its judgment, it becomes obvious that I'm in relaxation and I'm really not tired at all. In my case, I'm sure that this perception or misperception comes from a previous period of high activity, so my mind gets tricked into thinking I must be tired. These slower biological cycles that keep repeating throughout the day are real gifts that we can use to recharge and renew our whole system. We can respect our body's energy patterns and use this easy time when we feel the rhythm shift to breathe a bit deeper, take short walks, stretch, take time for a healthy refreshment, allow tension to release, or focus on some low-energy task like opening mail. You can use this time to meditate or treat yourself by kicking your feet up for a few minutes, listen to some music, or just close your eyes, rest, and listen to your own rhythm. So remember to include listen to your rhythm in your Aging Consciously backpack. And go to Enlivened Aging, that's AGEING.com, for more. Many blessings.
All right. Clear days. That's what we want. Clear days and in the zone.
A lot of them, really.
Well, we're fortunate to be based in New Mexico. At least we get a lot of blue sky. But we're talking about clarity of mind and heart and love. And next week we'll talk more about that. And as we continue to look at the life you were born to live, you'll hear more great music. We'll sit in on another segment of our interview with Alan Weber. Very important timing on that. He's co-author of Life Reimagined and a conscious candidate for governor who's interested in supporting and protecting the rights of older Americans. Sedina will be back with another Enlivened Aging Strategy, and George will close with another powerful commentary.
I also want to say to those of you who are listening that we're giving this time to this interview with Alan Weber because Age Nation is so committed to taking care of and finding new solutions for people in the second half of life. And in our experience, Alan Weber is the only candidate that's talking about it. If there's another candidate for governor out there that wants to come on and tell us all the great things they're going to do for older New Mexicans and lead the way to a new future, boy, we'd be delighted to talk to you. And the rest of you, stay home.
Yeah, any state governor.
Anywhere, that's okay. True. So visit agenation.com. Get your free subscription to Next, our new digital magazine. And I'm proud to say today that Do Not Go Quietly, our book, has just won its 7th National Book Award, and it's a major one. It's the Nautilus Gold Award. So there's a reason that all of these people are celebrating Do Not Go Quietly. It's got a lot of great information, and I invite you to pick it up, Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. We'll be back with the next show next week, a great show. But before we leave, here's another Rudy rap. Rudy, what are you talking about today?
Okay, love and pleasure, passion to measure,
hey,
our theme.
We're ready.
And the music? This is the Shanti Orchestra, Ricky Kej. L-O-V-E, love to thee. Is it just ordinary for you and me? That is mostly, conditionally, what we expect to get from acting or doing in a way appeasingly. Quid pro quo, do this, and yes, I'll go. If you don't, I'll say no. Or is my giving based on receiving? All of this conditionality is a bit deceiving. Let's go deeper for some truth to be retrieving about deeper love, about grieving, about gain and loss, about bereaving. And for me, very recently, seeing passion and pleasure even broader, like the weather, certainly including what feels good, but sometimes we must strain. No pain, no gain. I love pleasure. Do I love pain? Now here's where we get into the word game. Descriptions of reality and how to label and name the attributes of human incarnation and how we play the world game. For fortune or fame? In service to divine name? And like Rumi did say, quote, "Let what you love be what you do. Let passion and ecstasy be a leading edge clue to what you create in this grand cosmic zoo. For me, it's how to be in the grand cosmic sea of L-O-V-E. To grok it, it's all about vibration and frequency, the acronym, Law of Vibrational Energy. Consider love as a continuum of expansion and contraction. And why did the Rolling Stones sing, I can't get no satisfaction? Maybe because they were portraying the world of compression and reaction. Warmth and heat is expansive, cold, densifying, like ice. Maybe not as nice. And here is the key to the spice of life. You get to make many choices. You have many voices. As the saying goes, energy flows where attention goes. Naturally, good feelings, opting for pleasure, is where we want to go in this grand cosmic show. Yet understanding balance and discipline, how to travel within, balance doing and being, lies at the core to a win-win. For we eventually learn how to sink or swim on the ocean of life, impassioned without strife. To our joy or chagrin, balance and duality, the yang and the yin. Blending heart and head, going beyond mental spin, pleasure is great. And let's end violence for peace's sake. And for now, even embrace the reality of heartache as we learn to love, even nation and state. And it first starts with me and you, and this is how I choose to be. Embracing the grandest of L-O-V-E as all of we explore the great mystery.
Thanks, Alan, for another great Rudy rap. Remember to practice and follow your passion this week, as Alan advises. And as Saint Teresa said, so do whatever arouses you most to love. See you next week.
The best is yet to come. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit donotgoquietlythebook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.